The program, titled From Emancipation to Equality, The Unfinished Business of the Civil War and Civil Rights, was held as part of the countywide Lift Every Voice Biennial Celebration and brought together members of the Berkshire County community with experts on race relations. As part of the programming, James DeWolf Perry of the Traces of the Trades Institute, an organization dedicated to examining and starting conversations around the regional legacy of slavery, gave a presentation about the longstanding racial inequalities in the Northeast.
So I talked about the fact that there was slavery in the northern United States, here in New England, for two centuries, that we only gradually and reluctantly gave up slave owning here, the fact that we were deeply complicit in the economics of slavery right up until the Civil War broke out, and that as a result of that, the Union was very reluctant and only at the very last minute managed to make the decision to emancipate the South slaves at the end of the Civil War. That's not the way we normally talk about the Civil War or emancipation.
The presentation also focused on bringing down racial barriers after the Civil Rights Movement in the 1960s. DeWolf Perry again.
In particular about the unfinished business of Civil War and Civil Rights, the kinds of things that we didn't achieve during the Civil Rights Movement that are still on the table, and in fact, some ways in which we've gone backwards in terms of our progress on race since the Civil Rights Movement.
A panel discussion was held after the presentation. Gwendolyn Hampton Van Sant is founding director of Multicultural Bridge and acted as moderator for the discussion forum.
I think it was really important because there was a sense of urgency given the Zimmerman verdict, and I think there was a sense of urgency given given the fact that these anniversaries are upon us, and we still see that there's work to be done.
Audience members shared their own reactions to the acquittal of George Zimmerman and the killing of black unarmed teenager Trayvon Martin. Professor Barbara Krauthammer, an associate professor of history at UMass Amherst and an expert on African American history, was a member of the panel.
I think what I saw was really the positive effects of community dialogue and confronting difficult questions in a respectful dialogue, and really thinking about other people's perspectives, other people's goals, and having a conversation about how people can better inform and better shape their own communities.
Will Sildor is an AmeriCorps Massachusetts Promise Fellow serving at the Railroad Street Youth Project in Great Barrington, an organization that engages at-risk youth. Sildor, along with his colleagues, brought young people from the Railroad Street Youth Project and Community Cooperate Farm in Mount Washington. From the audience during the discussion, Sildor expressed his own anger and frustrations over the racism he encounters living in the predominantly white Berkshires, shared his reactions to the Zimmerman verdict, and saw a real value in discussing issues with the community.
It becomes very isolating doing this type of work, having these types of thoughts about white supremacy, thoughts about revolution and trying to do something different, you know, trying to do something that isn't complete contradiction to what you're supposed to be doing, to trying to be equal to white people. And so I think it's important that people come together and have conversations together and realize that they're not alone.
Other panelists included Ananda Tim Payne, executive director of the Railroad Street Youth Project, and Dr. Don Quinn Kelly, a historian and co-chair of the Lift Every Voice Steering Committee. Dr. Quinn Kelly shared his thoughts after the event.
We have to look at each other and see each other as the same. You know, because if we can't see each other as the same, you're going to continue to have Trayvon Martins. Because the whole fact of the matter is, if you can't see kids as kids, someone's going to die for no reason. You know, someone's going to not get a scholarship for no reason. You know, someone's going to decide they're not good enough for no good reason. So we really have to try to pull ourselves together where we start looking at each other as human beings.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.